Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about the Amish people, play some new music by the group Pearl Jam, and report about how modern medicine saved a horse's life. Last month, an American horse called Barbaro broke his leg during a race in Baltimore, Maryland. Animal doctors operated to save his life. Recently, we heard about another horse whose life was saved by modern medicine. Faith Lapidus has the story of a 15-year-old pony named Molly.
Animal rescuers first saw the pony walking in a grassy field in Louisiana last year, following the huge ocean storm called Hurricane Katrina. They called Kay Harris, the woman who owns a pony farm near New Orleans. Molly's owners gave Ms. Harris permission to take the pony to her farm, where she cares for many homeless animals. Molly did well there, until a dog on the farm attacked her. The dog also had been rescued after the storm. It had never been aggressive, but Ms. Harris saw the dog fiercely biting the pony. Ms. Harris separated the animals. Then she called a doctor who cares for animals. Allison Barca treated Molly for wounds to her jaw, stomach, and all four legs. Ms. Harris gave Molly special care for months, but the pony's right front leg became infected. It seemed like the only answer was to destroy the pony. Instead, Ms. Harris and Dr. Barca took Molly to animal experts at Louisiana State University. They hoped she could receive a man-made leg called a prosthesis. Animal surgeon Rustin Moore finally decided that Molly might be able to wear one. Duane Mara makes prostheses for a company called Bayou Orthotic and Prosthetic Center. He makes prostheses for people and had never made one for a horse, but he did not let that stop him. After much planning, Dr. Moore and his expert team removed the affected leg at the knee. They gave Molly a temporary device to walk on. 5 weeks later, she received the leg that Mr. Mara had made for her. Soon, she was standing and walking. Now, Molly visits the prosthetic center often. Children who use the center's services welcome her. She has become an unofficial ambassador to children with disabilities. And a fund has been established in Molly's name at Louisiana State University to help other animals like her.
Our VOA listener question this week is about the Amish people. It comes from Jing Ren, who was born in China but now lives in the United States. Amish people came to the United States from Germany and Switzerland in the 1700s and 1800s. They were expelled from their home countries or chose to leave because of religious oppression. Most settled in the eastern state of Pennsylvania. Other Amish people live in 22 American states and in Ontario, Canada. Pennsylvania's Lancaster County is known as Pennsylvania Dutch Country. About 16 to 18,000 Old Order Amish live there. Dutch is a name for people from the Netherlands, yet many of the Amish came from Germany. Old stories say they were called Dutch because English colonists could not say the correct word Deutsch. But language experts now say that people in England often use the term Dutch to mean German. Amish families live as their ancestors did many years ago. They live in farmhouses heated with wood stoves. They get their water from wells. They do not drive cars. Instead, they travel in buggies pulled by horses. They do not have electricity or telephones. They do not want connections to the outside world. Most Amish people are easy to recognize. The women wear long, dark-colored dresses. They cover their hair with white cloth hats. The men wear black clothing and dark hats. They grow long beards. Most Amish families have 7 or 8 children who leave home only when they marry. Everyone in an Amish family works in the fields. The Amish are good farmers. They also keep farm animals. Each family takes care of its own farm of about 20 hectares. They plant and harvest crops without modern technology. The Amish do not depend on people outside their own community. Every Amish man can build a house, make furniture, and raise crops and animals. Every Amish woman can preserve food, make clothing and bed covers called quilts. Quilt makers all over the world recognize the beauty of Amish quilts. The Amish community works together to do big jobs like build houses for their people. They also gather for religious services. The Amish permit few differences among their own people. They continue to live separate from the people in the world around them. The band Pearl Jam has released its 8th album. The group's sound has remained true to its roots in grunge music out of Seattle, Washington. Barbara Klein plays some songs from the new album.
The album, called Pearl Jam, was at number 2 on American record sales lists in the second week after its release. It is the group's first recording in 4 years. The band's music remains alternative and political. Here, lead singer Eddie Vedder and his bandmates protest war in the song Worldwide Suicide.
Say
took a year and a half to complete. Guitarist Mike McCready says the band members were only concerned about making a great record in their own time. Vedder says he wrote as many as 13 early versions of several songs on the album. Critics have noted the influence of the Beatles in one of the songs. Here is Parachutes.
Why deny all the troubles when combined with the missing light? It don't feel like, oh, now that you're gone, all the trouble suddenly explained infinite. You're always wishing and never hearing from you. All the dreams we shared,
Jam ended its 15-year relationship with Epic Records. The band has a long history of difficulty with the business side of making music. Pearl Jam recorded this album with J Records as a one-album deal with the company. Its owner, music industry leader Clive Davis, is likely to want to continue making albums with Pearl Jam, considering the success of this one. We leave you now with Pearl Jam performing the song Comatose.
Consider me an object, put me in a vacuum.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Nancy Steinbach, Geralyn Watson, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.